In this bulletin, Indonesia and Australia will sign a new trade agreement. Torrential rain hits New South Wales and Queensland. And in the AFLW, the Western Bulldogs defeat St Kilda by 25 points. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison will sign off on a lucrative trade agreement between the two countries today. As part of the deal, tariffs on 94% of Australian goods imported to Indonesia will gradually be eliminated, while Indonesian goods will be subject to zero tariffs when entering Australia. Mr. Widodo will also address a joint sitting of the Parliament. Hundreds of people remain stranded overseas after more than 200 evacuees from Wuhan landed in Darwin yesterday. The Qantas evacuation flight carried 266 evacuees, including 92 children from the epicentre of the coronavirus outbreak. All passengers have been sent to a small village 30 kilometres from Darwin after undergoing health screening confirming they were physically well. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Brendan Murphy, says appropriate steps will be taken.
In the Darwin facility, they'll go to the Darwin Hospital where they'll be tested, and if they're negative, that's good. If they're positive, they'll be properly treated there. At Christmas Island, the AusMat team have set up an isolation hospital on the island, and they would be taken there for testing and isolation.
There are no further plans to extricate more Australian citizens and permanent residents back home. China has raised the coronavirus death toll to 811, passing the number killed globally by the SARS epidemic in 2002-2003. Severe weather conditions are forecast today, with heavy rains, strong winds and damaging surf possible along the New South Wales coast. Communities along the Hawkesbury and Georges rivers have been ordered to evacuate ahead of surging floodwaters, forecast to peak at their highest level in decades. Major flooding is inundating Milperra and Liverpool in Western Sydney this morning, according to the New South Wales State Emergency Service. New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Karen Webb is urging people to exercise caution in flood conditions.
Do not drive into swollen water areas across roadways. It's very dangerous. We are experiencing an increase in demand for people driving into floodwaters. It does not work. You can't beat those floodwaters, and the volumes of water make it very dangerous for those people attempting that. So do not attempt to drive into floodwaters across roadways.
Nationals backbencher Lou O'Brien has quit the party following Barnaby Joyce's failed leadership bid. The member for Wide Bay in Queensland was among those supporters of Barnaby Joyce who were last week threatening to cross the floor and block coalition legislation after a failed leadership bid. Mr. O'Brien is reportedly unhappy with a number of matters, including the use of entitlements in the National Party. Hundreds of mourners are expected to gather this morning for the funeral service of three siblings killed by an alleged drink driver while going to get ice cream. The Abdallah siblings, Sienna, aged 8, Angelina, aged 12, and Anthony, aged 13, died at the scene in the suburb of Oatlands, along with their 11-year-old cousin. The service will be held at the Our Lady of Lebanon Co-Cathedral in the Greater Western Sydney suburb of Harris Park. A funeral service for their cousin will be held tomorrow morning at the Santa Sabina College Chapel in Strathfield. The 29-year-old driver was allegedly three times the legal blood alcohol limit when the children were killed. To sport, in AFLW, the Western Bulldogs have defeated St Kilda with a 39-14 victory. Close to 8,000 fans packed into the Saints' home ground of Moorabbin to watch the match. The visitors set up the 25-point win with three early goals, leaving Saints supporters disappointed. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 34. Adelaide, sunny, 30. Melbourne, humid with a few showers, 26. Hobart, rain at times, 22. Canberra, possible storm with heavy falls, 23. Wollongong, much the same, 24. Sydney, showers and wind easing, 28. Newcastle, showers, 30. Brisbane, similar conditions, 31. Cairns, a possible shower, 33. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.